Well, hello there and welcome to another episode of Back to the Clubs with me, Major K. I'm a DJ, producer and record label boss, and in this series I'm talking to other DJs about their club experiences. What vibe are they looking for in a club? Is there still a club on their bucket list? And what's love got to do with it, got to do with it? The answers to the questions I ask every week are often surprising. We already had Mason, J-Frog, DJ-licious, who's mentioned later on by the way, and in the previous episode, Ukrainian DJ Odium as a guest, amongst others. Today, Delafino. But first, be sure to subscribe to Back to the Clubs in your podcast app, give the show a raving rating too, it really helps more people find the podcast. Check out our Patreon page, find the link in the show description, get bonus content by subscribing and supporting, you get free tracks for instance. Do check my two weekly mix podcast Flash Forward Presents with Major K in your podcast app as well, and find me as @officialmajorK on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok. And support Ukraine by buying merchandise in my online dance music merchandise store, flashinghotshop.com. Delafino then, he must be one of the nicest DJs and people in general I know. Kind, warm, soulful, just like the music he plays. If it's for Defected or for Show Me, at Extrema Outdoor or Tomorrowland. He's soft-spoken and pensive, and obviously a family man. So some sweet ear candy coming up. Enjoy the show. Here we go.
Back to the clubs with Major K.
With today in Back to the Clubs, my good friend Delafino. Welcome. It's a special environment because this is the first time that I really record in my living room.
In our hometown.
In our hometown. Yeah, that's the thing. We live nearby. Yeah. So it's perhaps a better way to do this interview. But glad you're here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, my pleasure. How are you doing?
Fine. We are back in business.
Yeah.
And the festival season is starting for me in June, I think. I have the first festival. 3rd of June, yeah.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, yeah, really.
On a level from 1 to 10? How much are you looking
11.
Forward to? 11. I thought as much. Why is it so important that those things are coming back for you?
It's a part of our life. It's enjoying the music, bringing new music to people, sharing the love. You know that feeling. You know what I mean? We missed that for almost 2 years. And I'm ready for it now.
Yeah, you're playing at a lot of festivals, mm-hmm. at a lot of parties,
yes.
at a lot of time slots,
mm-hmm.
because that's one of the things that you really can do well. You can do an opening set, you can do a closer, you can do a main set. It's all different,
yeah.
and it's all equally good.
Okay, thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's different. Maybe it's because I'm almost... I think 25 years in the business, doing my DJ thing, and yeah, sometimes I have to do an opening, sometimes I have to do a closing.
Is there something you prefer, one of those, opening sets, closing sets, main sets?
It depends of the festival, it depends of the... where it is, who am I playing with, but I love it.
Yeah. What's the challenge, for instance, for an opening set?
Then I play a lot of new music. You start with an empty dance floor or an empty festival area. You have to warm up the people for the next DJ. Maybe I prefer that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the summertime, I prefer a warming up set. The story of the music, you start somewhere and you end somewhere. For me, it's important because it's sometimes the warming up DJ is a little bit underrated a warming up DJ or the second or the third DJ.
Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes you're on the flyer as many more. Yeah? You were DJ,
DJ many more.
Yeah? There are no dancers.
No.
There is no confetti. There is no CO2. Your name is not on the screen or whatever.
Yeah.
But for me, it's very important. And I think in a club, it's more important than in festival.
Yeah. Because you always have the early birds who are there from 10, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Who really want to dive into the night already.
Yeah.
To get them convinced and it's easier to play for a full crowd, yeah. I think, than for individuals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why Tomorrowland also started with the Daybreak session.
Yeah.
Carl Cox play a Daybreak session at the main stage when he plays his first track. There's nobody there. After 30 minutes, it's not full, but there are already 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Some DJs just want to play a little bit later, then they can play the commercial things and their favorite tracks. And
The good thing with an opening set is that you, as you said, you can play music that's perhaps not being heard yet.
Yeah,
that's perhaps an interesting way to start off as well, and an interesting vantage point. You know, you can experiment a little bit more.
That is.
Yeah. You're doing festival sets, of course, but you also have your own Circo Fino. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is that about?
Yes, I'm doing it together with our oldest daughter, Luna, and we play together. I'm a resident in the Black Smoke. It's a small club in Antwerp.
Yeah.
I think for a maximum 200 people. We're doing that maybe two times in the club and one time in the rooftop. We're doing it in Ibiza, in Jockey Club. I'm also a resident in Jockey Club in Salinas. I think this year we're going to do it two times. It's a little bit different because I'm playing together with my daughter. It's more a mix of house and tech house and tribal house.
Yeah.
And then I invite some friends to play there. Hey, Kevin, you've been there before.
I do remember. Yeah.
But it's a very familiar
experience. Yeah.
Experience. Yeah. Everybody knows everybody, and everybody's happy, and I love it.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that if people say Della Fino, they really say love as well. You know, you're so always so happy behind the decks, always have that good vibe radiating. I think that's really important to you.
Yeah, because music for me, it's a feeling. It's a thing that starts in your heart. When some people ask me, Fino, what do you think about that track? I'm not deciding that with my brains. It's my heart, and the goosebumps that decided if it's good or very good. It's what I feel.
Yeah.
It's what I feel.
And that you get to play with your daughter. How proud of that are you?
It's great. Eh? In the beginning, it was a little bit stressful because she wasn't so technical with the mixes and everything, okay. And I always want to tell her, do this or do that, but okay. But now, just let it go it's better.
And as you said, the night is house, tech house, tribal house. She's more like the tribal house way that she's taken. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit more bongos and cowbells and the African things and for me it's more the piano and the saxophone and the soulful vocals.
It's a good combination, and I always enjoyed when I was there. Circo Fino, good cocktails as well.
Yeah, of course.
Really,
Black Smoke.
Really important. to set the vibe, you know, and that you have like that intimate room of max 200 people, that makes a difference as well.
Yeah,
I think because you're involved like with Show Me as well.
Yeah,
that's like capacity times two or three, I guess.
Yeah, it's bigger.
It's a different vibe.
It's a different vibe. It's more clubby. Licious is doing that for, I think, almost 16 years.
Yeah, incredible.
And,
yeah.
And he invites a lot of international DJs. It's bigger. It's a bigger concept than our Circo Fino. It's more.
Yeah. So a lot of gigs, a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
A lot of venues.
Yeah.
Let's talk about those venues. What was the first club you ever went to?
Boccaccio, I think.
Legendary Flemish Belgian club. Yeah.
Yeah. It was that time when we call it retro now.
Yeah, so like 90s house, but like pumped up.
Yeah. It was an amazing atmosphere because the difference between that days and now, the DJ, the music makes the club.
Mm-hmm.
Everything around also, but when I entered the first time in La Rocca, when Marco was playing, it was a different world. Mm-hmm. It was a different world. Yeah. When I entered Club Industria for the first time, I never heard that sound before. When Bill and Hetrix was playing there, it was brand new for me. It was brand new.
Yeah.
Now it's different. Okay, I'm already 25 years in the business. I see a lot of clubs. I hear a lot of DJs. It's really different now.
Because it's less about the sound and more about entertainment?
It's a combination of both.
Both, yeah.
We didn't have a smartphone 20 uh-huh. years ago.
No, we didn't.
We were focused on our glass.
Yeah.
And DJ and the people who were there. But we were not with our smartphone in our hand.
No. Do you mean that it's more difficult to get people moving then because there are so many pings and impulses? Because they dance with the smartphone in their hand almost.
Yeah, it's their third hand.
Yeah, is it difficult to set it up
it's,
then?
It's
or?
Different.
Yeah,
because they're not full focused on the music. They enter a club and they are starting with the selfies and before you get their attention, sometimes it's 1 hour, sometimes it's not from the first step they enter a club, they're in the vibe, in the music vibe.
No. An extra challenge, I think, as a DJ.
Yeah.
But challenge accepted, I think.
Of course.
Yeah. You mentioned three clubs from way back when. Were you a real clubber then, when you grew up?
I always want to be a DJ.
Really? Yep.
Yeah. I always want to be. I've been to the clubs for the DJ.
Yeah.
Not to drink and dance and no. I'm sitting next to the DJ and for me it was amazing how they mixed with two vinyls and the Technics and the Rodec mixer. It was something really amazing. And then I start at home with it, started listening to the Soul Show from Ferry Maat.
Okay.
You don't know him, man?
No.
Okay.
You saw it in my eyes. It was like, what is he talking about?
Yeah. It was on Thursday evening, I think, on Tros Radio from the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah.
With Ferry Maat and it was a mix of disco and funk and house music. You have to check it on YouTube. Ferry Maat.
There are some videos of that. Okay.
And that's the start for me, where I became a lover of house music and disco and that kind of shizzle.
Yeah. And that made that spark and made you say, yeah, this is what I want to do in life.
Yeah, because my uncles and my aunts, on Sunday, they went to a cafe called the Casino. It was in the Kloosterstraat in Antwerp.
Uh-huh.
And on Sunday afternoon, there was a DJ, DJ Louis. Yeah, and they were dancing there. And when I was a little boy, I go there with my parents.
Uh-huh.
And there, the love of disco and Diana Ross and Gloria Gaynor and that kind of things, it starts there.
Yeah. That's nice. That's
with
nice.
DJ Louis.
DJ Louis. Have you ever met DJ Louis after you become a DJ? Yeah.
No. After, not anymore.
And you never told him it's because of you, my guy. No.
There are some people who that inspire.
Yeah.
30 years ago, I was in Mallorca in club BCM, and there was a DJ, Des Mitchell.
Okay.
Oh, amazing. Amazing guy. He's still a DJ, and I contact him on Facebook.
Okay.
And sometimes we chat, and we had contact about the music and everything. And then
that's nice.
He inspires me with... He had some interaction with the people and a lot of amazing tracks.
Great. Nice if you can have people inspire you and kickstart what you really are doing now for over 25 years. So we already have the clubs that you went to just as a visitor. What was the first club that you played your a gig at?
Called Memories. It's Club Memories. It's
a special club, no?
It's not. It's a dance club. It's a dance club, Kevin. Okay. It's in Berchem, near a church in Berchem.
Yeah.
I think it's still there.
Yeah, it's still
it's
there.
It's still there. And I had to play there. I had to start because my niece... was working there and she knows I started DJing and the DJ that evening was sick and they want to have a new one and okay, I had 300 finals and I had to play there from I think 10 o'clock till 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Every track I played 2 or 3 times, the most popular one. Okay, and then I was a resident there. My father brought me there at 10 o'clock. When it was almost finished, I called him and he picked me up with his car because, it was with vinyl. I have 3 or 4
cases.
It's different as now we have 2 USBs and
and that's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I guess the music that you played at Memories, that wasn't house.
No, it was Barry White. It was Gloria Gaynor. It was The Tramps, Diana Ross, Jive. We call it
jiving. Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, because you've mentioned those people before and the genre before, and that's one of the things that you really do during your sets as well. It's house, but it has sometimes a real disco feel still, and more that kind of upbeat, glitterboxy vibe, right?
Yeah. Talking about glitterbox, I have to play at the glitterbox stage at Tomorrowland.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you for that.
That's amazing. That's really great.
Yeah. I love that concept.
Yeah.
I really love it.
Yeah, I've been to one of those when it was still in space, I think.
Yeah.
In Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy people.
It's
always
happy
people.
And happy music. And
Not
too dark, but always.
No.
Happy love. Love is the message.
I told you. I described yourself earlier on, and that's the thing, the love for... The love for the people, the love for the music, the love for DJing. So that's really something, as I said, that's important to you. Talk about clubs and how they're changed over the years. In 2022, what does a good club need to excel to be really a great club in your eyes?
As you said, everything has changed. Some of the big clubs are gone.
Mm.
La Rocca stopped, Café d'Anvers stopped. Club Industrie is there not anymore. For me, it depends on the music genre. I think now it's a lot of dark clubs, like techno.
Yeah.
Like
Compass and Vaag.
Really underground a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the house music is not so popular in a club anymore. I think there are no big house clubs anymore.
No, as you said, yeah, La Roca, Closed Doors, Café d'Anvers as well, yeah.
I think the club's going to be smaller, maximum 400 or 500 people. And they're not going to book big names as DJs in clubs anymore because it costs a lot of money. I think for the big DJs, the festivals is the new club scene. Outdoor club scene.
And I think a lot of younger people as well, they save up to go to the festivals and not go to small club where this or that DJ is playing. So that's a change.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's a change as well, I think. Yeah. But then again, that it's getting reduced to smaller locations can add to the vibe that's over there, you know?
Yeah. You ask me, what does a club needs to be a good club or concept? For me, a concept has to be complete. We're talking about a glitter box. It's the music, it's the dancers, it's the atmosphere that they bring, it's the merchandising, it's the videos they share on social media. It has to be one.
Yeah.
In some of music styles, it's not easy to communicate the feeling.
Yeah.
When you do it in techno, yeah, everybody know what techno is.
Right. Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
And it's dark. Okay. And when you and then you have a DJ name, but when you want to bring a house concept, when you want to bring show me. It's very important to communicate which music, which style, which vibe do we want. And I think the people want to feel what the DJ brings. It has to be real.
Yeah.
When you put your hands up as a DJ, it has to come from your heart.
Yeah.
Not because it has to be like that.
No. Yeah.
They want to feel the same vibe as the DJ.
Is there a DJ? Well, you mentioned DJ Louis, of course.
Louis from 30 years ago.
From 30 years ago. Is there a DJ, like, say, in the last 5 to 10 years that you saw perform and you thought, well, wow?
Of course. Of course. For me, number one, is Roger Sanchez. It will be always my number one.
Why?
Because he's different. He brings music on a different level. He's technical. He's working with a lot of vocals and yeah, for me that is number one. For me it's Sanchez is a real DJ.
Yeah.
I discover now at Tomorrowland Winter Vintage Culture. It's a Brazilian guy.
Okay.
Love it. Simon Dunmore, the owner of Defected.
Yeah.
Because of his music choices.
He dares to play stuff that other people perhaps wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And when he has to play it.
Yeah. Yeah. When the time is right.
When the time is right. Yeah. I love DJs with their own identity. And when it's techno or it's R&B or it's house, when you have your own identity and you bring what you feel,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't love that wannabe artist DJ attitude, no. It's different to be a DJ who brings music and who plays and who get DJ skills. You are a DJ producer.
Mm-hmm.
I give you an example. David Guetta is a DJ and a producer.
Yeah.
And then you have artists who bring an act.
Right.
With a mask. Some of them, don't make their own music. They are performing.
Yeah.
But for me, DJ, there are different
categories.
Categories.
Yeah. I guess I know in which category I would put you.
Okay.
It's not
the last one.
Yeah. I knew you would say that. It was like a given. But of course not. But I saw you play often. I always liked your sets. Do you like your own sets? That's one. Or how critical are you about your sets? And two, if you could say, well, that time, that stage, that club, that was really, that's the best I did as a DJ.
Oh, I'm very, very critical. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes they record my set. I never listen to it. Never. Because when one mix is not 100%, it's for me said, put it away.
Yeah,
I'm very critical. Yeah. I ask people, friends, was it okay? Was it this? What is that? And it depends. When I play in a club, it's more housey.
Mm-hmm.
When I play at a festival, it's more tech housey and a little bit heavier. But I want to control my style. When people listen to me, that okay, yeah, that's Delafino. And sometimes it's easy, and because I want to renew or bring new things,
yeah.
And then you have to listen to a lot of music,
yeah,
a lot of music,
and like that, it keeps it fresh for yourself as well. Because if you just have, well, okay, I have like 300 tracks I can choose from, and those are the tracks, and not more and not less, but yeah, it's always the same that you're gonna play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not interesting enough, I guess.
I hope it's interesting enough. When I do not have any bookings anymore, I think then it's over.
Yeah, well, but that's not the case at this moment for sure.
No.
Because, yeah, as I said, you're someone who's being booked a lot and with pleasure always. Really with pleasure that people book you, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know from some of the people of Tomorrowland that if they have a problem, who you gonna call? It's not Ghostbusters. It's Delafino.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for sure.
The most important thing for me, Kevin, it's I can be myself. And for me, that's the thing. I don't have to be anybody else. I am what I am. And what I feel, I tell people when they're good, when I love them. When they are looking good, I will tell them. And I think a lot of people feel that. I'm real.
You're genuine.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Yeah. It's another check that I can confirm. Okay.
And then you ask me about a legendary DJ set?
Of yourself, yeah.
Oh, it's the first time with my daughter at Tomorrowland, it was very special. It was very special. Yeah. It was at a small stage, I think. They call it the Leaf Stage.
Leaf Stage, yeah.
That was the first time Tomorrowland. And we played also together at the Aperol Stage.
Yeah.
At Extreme.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Playing together with your daughter, it's something really special.
Yeah.
We have to play together this year at the Caffeina Stage.
Okay, cool.
And at Extrema Aperol Stage.
Yeah, that's next week.
Yeah, on Saturday I play at the Defected Stage at Extrema, and Sunday the Aperol Stage.
Yeah. Nice. And yeah, I think you dodged the question a little bit because you made it a little bit more sentimental, saying, well, with my daughter and whatever. But if you would say, like, one DJ set yourself as a solo DJ, what comes to mind that you think, well, this gave me even goosebumps?
That's a difficult question, Kevin. Back in the days with Club Industria, we did City Parade. We had to play on a truck.
Okay.
Okay, and I was playing there, and we went in a tunnel, and that atmosphere in the tunnel was amazing. Amazing. It was the drop when I entered the tunnel, and maybe that is one of the most legendary gigs I've played.
Yeah, I can imagine, because like somehow you go from open space to confined space with all those people following that truck, dancing, and then bang.
It was really amazing. I'm talking about maybe 15 years ago. Something like that.
It's a good answer.
Good answer. Thank you.
Wouldn't know what other answers there were, but that's a really good answer. That's for sure. Is there a club that you've been at or been to the most? Can be as a party goer, can be as a DJ.
Club Industria.
Yeah.
Because my wife worked there for 10 years. I was playing there for many years.
Did you meet up there?
No.
No.
No, we've been together before we worked there.
Okay.
It's the club that I've visited the most, I think.
Could you tell people, because Industria, it's a long time ago, as you said.
Yeah.
What that was like?
It was a industrial venue, and we played house music, commercial house music. From Tom Novi to Michael Gray, Roger Sanchez tracks, and some house music never heard before in another club. It was the time of Hetrix and Bill. When they playing there, it was off the hook. So people have to look, I think it's on YouTube, to the compilations of Club Industria.
You'll directly get the vibe of what that club was about.
Yeah, amazing house tracks with a lot of saxophones and guitars and pianos. And for me, still one of the best compilations ever made.
Yeah?
Yeah, you have to check it. Club Industria. Yeah,
because it's like banger after banger after banger after banger. And still is.
Yeah, different.
Yeah. Okay, Club Industria has a real good spot in your heart, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's not the best club in the world, or hasn't been the best club in the world. Is there such a thing as the best club in the world? And to your opinion, of course, what would that club then be? Is there a club that comes to mind that people now are talking about, that's so, mind-blowing?
Oh. For me, it's the atmosphere of the club. When I first entered Pacha in Ibiza, it was amazing. When I first entered Space, or later on, High, it was amazing. The first time I played at Ushuaia, it's a different vibe there. It's a different atmosphere.
For people who don't know those clubs, those are all Ibiza clubs.
Most legendary, Kevin. Now there's something in my mind. I think 3 or 4 years together with Licious, we played in the Ziggo Dome in Amsterdam.
Oh.
During the Amsterdam Dance event.
I was there.
For our Story of Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
And we did the warming up there.
Yep.
That was also very, very legendary.
I witnessed that show. And you ended with Love is in the Air.
Yeah, Love is in the Air. And Licious play that.
Yeah.
Normally, I do. That are tracks that I'm playing, but no. My friend Wim was. What do you think about that? Put it down. Put it down.
Because that was the last track, right?
I think so.
Last track of the set, right?
We played 2 times there, and the first day we played "Love Is in the Air."
Yeah.
There was love, eh?
And the crowd went wild. Yeah.
They didn't expect that.
No.
We received a lot of messages about that, and
that was brilliant. Yeah. I played that
track the first time in Jockey Club in Ibiza.
Yeah,
everybody was crazy.
It's the Milk and Sugar remix, right?
Yeah.
Well, since I saw you play that,
yeah,
Of course. Because it's like it's a classic and it's a good remix. Yeah. So it really, really works just fine. Absolutely. So you've inspired me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there one club that you haven't played at before that you really want to play and want to perform at?
A club? When they ask me to play in high, in Ibiza, I'm gonna do that. I played in Pasha.
Yeah.
But here in Belgium.
But it can be anywhere in the world, you know, a club that you say, well, heard so much great stuff about that, or I know that the lineup is always good, or they are really well receiving, or the audience is great.
No, I don't have that on my bucket list.
No.
I had a few things on my bucket list, and some I've already checked. Yeah. Also, doing Defected with Licious for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
We met a lot of international DJs. But a club that where I want to play now, no.
Not really. No. But if there are clubs like High that would have you...
They can call me. Whenever they want.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's a good end note to this interview. Thank you so much for being here and Back to the Clubs. We're going to meet up in the near future at a lot of your gigs, that's for sure.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a good summer.
Bye. Thank you. Same for you.
How nice was that? Really love that guy, Delafino. Don't forget to subscribe to Back to the Clubs in your podcast app and find me as @officialmajorK on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. Also, and even more important, go buy some dance music merchandise at flashinghotshop.com and support Ukraine with merch from, amongst others, Tanzgemeinschaft, Insulate, Jana Vitiligo and Flash Forward Presents. And of course, Back to the Clubs as well. See you next time and enjoy the sunshine. Bye-bye.
Back to the Clubs with Major K.